You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, a conversation about Concentrate Media's online story concerning something positive and impactful happening in the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined by On the Ground IPSY project manager Sarah Rigg to talk about what she wrote about this week. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lisa.
What are we reading about this week?
So this week, I wrote a story about the Ypsilanti District Library's Teen Advisory Group and a project they're doing called Teen Subscription Packs. And they got a big grant from Generator Z so they can expand the program, create more packs, and add some other components to the program. I brought with me Aisha Nadeem, who is one of the members of the Teen Advisory Group, which they abbreviate TAG.
Hi, Aisha. Thanks for talking to us.
Hi, thank you for having me. So my name is Aisha. I'm 14 years old, and I'm a rising sophomore at Central Academy, and I've been part of TAG since last August.
TAG, Teen Advisory Group. Tell us about that.
So the Teen Advisory Group is basically a diverse group of teens from all over Washington County. We have bi-monthly meetings where we design library programs, write grants, make presentations to other youth organizations, and come up with creative ways to engage with the youth in our community.
How long have you been a member of this group?
I've been part of this since last year in August.
And what is it like for you? What do you get out of being a member of this group?
So we get to build really meaningful connections with people at the library. We learn collaboration skills, budgeting skills, marketing, grant writing skills, and research skills.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 14, but I'll be turning 15 in October.
In October. So that's a pretty ambitious goal for someone of your age, and a lot of awareness to know that there are benefits to these things that you're getting from this group membership.
Yeah, I love being a part of it.
And Sarah, who else did you talk to for the article? What else did you learn?
So I talked to two youth librarians. I talked to Jody Kroenke and Kelly Scott. They're both involved with the teens. Kelly was specifically involved in creating the teen subscription packs. And I also talked to another member of the teen advisory group. So I got both the youth and the youth librarian perspective on that. So we talked a little bit about, what the teen advisory group is, what their role is, why they decided to do these teen subscription packs, how they helped participate in the grant writing process to get the grant to expand the program. These young people, as young as age 13, the group targets youth age 13 to 18, are learning things like how to interview and hire somebody, how to write grants, things that a lot of people don't learn until much later in life. I think it's pretty cool. Maybe Aisha can tell you more about the idea behind the teen subscription packs and what comes in them.
Yeah, so based on the youth assessment survey that was done by the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, they found that mental health and academic stress were the most pressing issues in teens. So because of this, we wanted to provide mental health relief to local youth by offering teen monthly subscription packs. So these are three packs that are equipped with resources to better take care of yourself and to better understand issues within the global community. So that some of the contents of the pack include snacks, motivational bookmarks, activities related to the theme, stickers, books, and resources. So to give an example, our recent Juneteenth pack included a list of local Black-owned businesses and Juneteenth events happening both locally and online. So each month we have unique themes such as de-stress, trying something new, and summer camp. And we make sure that all the packs are really nicely presented with materials and instructions that will help teens unwind, bond with their family, be motivated, feel the sense of community, and pick up new skills. We follow up with podcasts and book discussions. We started this project in January with a library's budget, and we provided packs to around, 20 people the first month. But from there, more teens signed up, and then we developed a waiting list. So we knew that people were liking it, and we had the demand. So initially, I think we had only the budget for $350 for 60 packs, but we knew that we needed more than that to provide the highest quality of material to more people. So knowing that mental health support is what teens in our community needed the most, we wanted to distribute more packs each month, so we started exploring different grants to receive funding.
Is it the teen advisory group members who are picking out the materials that are a part of these packs?
Yes, we plan everything to go with the camp, with the packs, and all the following events that go along with that month's theme.
Did I hear you say you also have a podcast?
Yes, we do have podcasts and book discussions.
Who participates in those?
It's kind of open-ended. The podcast is basically tagged members, and then book discussions, anyone is able to join. Usually we do have a few tag members present to kind of lead the conversation, but it's really open-ended, so anyone is allowed to join.
And this is all based in the Ypsilanti District Library?
Yes.
And is there still a waiting list to get in to participate?
Yeah, there's still a waiting list for the subscription pack.
But you've got this grant, so hopefully that will expand that. I don't think I've ever heard of a library putting together a pack of information, and sounds like inspiration for area teenagers. How common is that? And Sarah, what can you tell us that you will be sharing as part of your article to expand on that?
Well, our district library does lend more than books. They lend all kinds of things, and not just movies, too. They have science kits and things for homeschoolers. So this is sort of in line with things that the library has already done. But the thing that is cool about this project is that it is so youth-driven. The youth advisory team comes up with the themes. They come up with who they're going to apply to for grants. They put the package together. They market it. They put the podcast together themselves. They're also going to be hiring interns, other youth interns, and paying them during the school year to help out with the podcast and facilitate these various book groups and other events that they put on. So the fact that these young people are running the show is really a cool part of the project.
Aisha, what do you think is your favorite part about being a member of the Ypsilanti District Library Teen Advisory Group?
I guess learning new skills, because with every project we do, there's a lot that goes with it. So we learn like a lot of skills, whether it's branding, marketing, outreach, research, and it's really interesting to just see the behind the scenes, the logistics that go with everything that we do.
Aisha Nadeem and Sarah Rigg, thanks to both of you for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.